Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
I can't guarantee I'll answer any, but...
I'll see. Well, my name's Jay, and I'm here with Ryan from We Got the Geek. We're here at Niagara Falls Comic Con. We're here with two of the comic book men, Ming and Walter. How you doing? Nice to meet you, sir.
How you doing? Yeah, they call it Jace, too. I'm M-Dog.
Nice.
This is Walt Flan. How you doing?
Good. So I got to ask you, when AMC, when you first hear that AMC want to do a reality show at your comic book store, what are your initial thoughts?
My initial thoughts is, what are you talking about? I think Walt was more like, this will never happen. I'm just like, all right, whatever. It's like when you find out you win $1 million. Until you actually have $1 million, you don't really believe you won it. So.
Right. And is it still a weird thing, like having cameras in the store?
The cameras took about 2 days to get used to. And then, you know, we make friends with the people who run the cameras, and it's not really a big deal anymore.
Oh, okay.
So, and we get, you know, if you come in, like we do, argue about, me and Michael argue about Back to the Future timelines and, you know, how it doesn't work maybe, and it's same stuff, so it's cool, we get to be ourselves.
That's cool. And what's the weirdest thing anyone's ever tried to sell you guys?
Weirdest thing? I think there's an episode a guy came in the homemade, was it the King, the Godzilla suit?
Mecha Kong.
Yeah, Mecha Kong. That was weird, it was all made out of duct tape and latex paint.
Oh, jeez.
And it was really hot that day, he was kind of sweaty, it smelled weird.
I can imagine.
It's pretty, I mean, great effort, but he didn't paint it. It was kind of weird.
Oh, jeez. Okay, and I really want to know, who's your favorite celebrity that you've ever had to come in on the show?
Stan Lee. No, by far.
Probably going to do that.
If you see Stan, you know, creator of all our favorite characters.
Really?
You've seen his kind of persona in movies and TV, but you know, he was like that in real life, too. Just like, hey, everybody, you know, Excelsior.
Nice.
Like, you know, hey, great job, but you know, you're amazing. Like, that's how he was. It was cool. A lot of energy, that guy.
Oh, I can imagine. Did Dean Cain ever use the gift certificate?
No, he still, it doesn't expire though.
Oh, that's good.
We never put an expiration date, right? So.
Yeah, it expired.
Expired. You can't use it.
Superman's out of luck then.
Yeah, sorry.
Now, what comic books are you guys reading lately? Anything you could recommend?
I'm reading Marvel's Hawkeyes, one of my favorites.
Fantastic.
I'm a company man, so, Walking Dead and Thief of Thieves.
Nice.
For sure. Saga. I'm reading a lot of the Image stuff.
A big Saga fan right here.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to turn that into a movie, so. I mean, there's no doubt.
Oh, for sure.
Anything Brian K. Vaughan does, I'm into. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Big fans of the Cryptozoic Man comic. Will there be a follow-up?
Dynamite definitely wants us to do a follow-up. With us starting to film next month, it may be a ways off, the sequel. But Nick at Dynamite was definitely happy and has asked us to do a follow-up.
Oh, so creepy, but so good.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
No problem. I was just talking to a friend of ours, John Ballmer, over there, has an artist booth. Fans of your artwork, going back to the two Batman miniseries.
Oh, thank you.
Are we ever going to see the conclusion of Whiten and Geyer?
I hope so. I mean, it's half done. One through three of the second half are finished. It just needs Kev to finish up the last three issues.
I love the first half of it.
Well, thank you.
No problem.
That's
and
nice to say.
What comics are you following now?
I'm reading Batman, the year zero, or well, zero year, right?
Yeah, zero year, yeah.
Deadpool, and I've been the new... New 52, The Future's End.
Yes, good so far.
That's pretty decent. Yeah, that's what I've been into lately.
Oh, that's good. All right, well, I don't want to take up too much more of your time. Thanks a lot, guys. We appreciate it. Continued success. Look forward to more episodes.
Thank you, Jay Stu.
Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Guys.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.